Welcome to the TNIB podcast for October 19th. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this week, much like 2 weeks ago, you are watching the podcast right in front of you. You're watching the magic happening. I'm monitoring the comments, and we're going to talk about some stuff.
Yeah, we talk about all the interesting things in the world.
Yes, because that's our slogan, right?
Wait, is it? I think I messed it up a little bit.
It's,
The TNIB podcast.
Oh,
No! We're so professional!
I had the stream playing in the background as well, but don't worry about that. You didn't hear anything. You'll notice one of us is missing. Someone in the middle. But yay tall.
His name is Paul Walker. R.I.P.
I was going to say a little bit darker skin tone than Anthony, but okay, yeah, sure. Oh. Blavin is out. He is sick, so wish him all the best as he, tries to get better.
He's just sick.
Huh?
Is he just sick today?
Yeah, he's just sick. Okay. So wish him all the best.
He did stock up those sick days.
He did. Okay. Oh, did he really?
Did he? Yeah, you know, on our company papers.
Oh, that's what you mean. Oh, he did.
He totally did.
But, yeah. You know, we watched a movie the other week.
And we mentioned it briefly at the end of last week's podcast.
We never got to talk about it because we forgot about it, but we're going to talk about it now.
Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. No, what is it?
We watched The Martian.
The Martian, okay, yeah. The Martian with Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
He gets lost on Mars. He gets lost on another planet. Again.
Are you referencing Interstellar?
I am referencing Interstellar.
Okay.
All right. That guy needs to learn how to work a spaceship.
He certainly does.
And yeah, yo, he gets lost on Mars. And this is like his adventure trying to get back to Earth.
He does, yeah. Well, it's not so much that he gets lost on Mars. He's sent on a mission to Mars with a team, but he gets left behind through a series of unfortunate events.
Mm.
And he's tasked to live there for
a year?
No, it's about 600 days.
Okay.
So, 2 years?
Oh, yeah, I know, because he was a year without a shower.
Yeah.
At the end of that movie. Yeah. So, yeah, it was like pretty much like 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Dang. It's some amount of time. Because I know at one point they mentioned like 800 days, but they move up the schedule to like six or
yeah,
something.
Because movie drama.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was it's based off a book, very mm-hmm. popular book called The Martian. And have you read the book?
No. So the thing was, I walked out of that movie being like, oh, finally, a good original movie script.
Oh, really? You didn't know it was a book?
I didn't know it was a book. Oh, and then I was online. It's like, it's based off a book. I'm like, oh, come on, movies, please.
Yeah. So, but.
But yo, it's okay. First off, this movie is long.
Yeah, it's like 3 hours.
It's like, is it 3 hours or is it almost 3 hours?
Somewhere around there.
All right. So it's like almost 3 hours or 3 hours. The first thing I'll say about this movie is I didn't feel that length at all. I was pretty much engaged in that movie the whole time. Yeah, and just, it never stops. You just keep going.
Mm.
So there's always something interesting that's happening. The next arc, there's a couple like minor story complaints. Like there's a couple characters in there who are just deus ex machinas. Like the country of China.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when they just appear with the solution.
Yeah, they're like, we have no solution. China here. Let's help you out. And Donald Glover's character.
Yeah, genius prodigy.
He's like astrophysics.
Yeah.
Yeah, like genius astrophysicist. And like... Donald Glover's character was really cool, but for the amount of time he was in there, it was very obvious that he was here to fix this problem, and they just let him go.
Yeah.
Right? He wasn't going to add anything else to the story. But the different ways they did stuff on Mars, there's so many clever things about this movie. The way Matt Damon first communicates with people back on Earth.
Yes, yeah.
And just stuff like that. It's like stuff... When I see it, it seems like, oh, of course you would do that,
yeah.
Right? But I would have never thought of it in that situation.
Mm. Mm.
And it kind of goes to show like how smart NASA is, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing about this movie I like is it shows that science isn't just cool shit all the time. Like, there are other science movies where it's like, here is this idea, we'll skip all the process, here is the end product, look at this cool thing, right? In this one, they show the process of like, we have to do this arduous task of translating hex binary, or was it like hex code yeah. into actual words, or
they have to make an alphabet out of it.
Yeah, they make an alphabet out of it, or like, oh, okay, we have to like sit here and plan for months on end before we could do anything cool. It shows that science is still like super hard work, and I thought that was really, I really enjoyed that part of the movie, because there are things like, have you ever seen the movie Contact?
While back.
Yeah, so in that movie, while they did do some of that, like it was mostly like, here's this idea, time skip, here's this cool thing, right? And
I like that.
It kind of loses part of the science.
Okay.
Other than that, man, like Matt Damon was great.
He was great.
He was really good.
It was a perfect casting.
Was Colby Smulders in this movie?
No.
Who was that? I thought that was the who looked like Colby Smulders.
Which one?
The PR lady. No, that was the girl from Mad TV or Saturday Night Live.
She's from Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
The one with the glasses. She found him on the map. They saw
oh,
the.
Oh, her! Road. Yeah, who is... that's not Colby Smulders.
What?
Colby Smulders is a lot older.
That looks like Colby Smulders.
You know, I used to think you're just racist towards other races, but even against white people, you don't even.
Seriously. And wow. She looks like Colby Smulders.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. Do you know what Colby Smulders looks like?
She looks like that girl in that movie.
No, what color's her hair?
Black?
In the movie?
In the movie, I think it's black.
I could swear that girl was blonde.
Was it? Yeah. No, that was the PR lady was blonde.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, Colby Smulders is not that lady.
Whatever, man. All white people look the same.
Okay. Yes, see? Yep. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I really enjoyed this movie thoroughly. Like, I never once wanted to stop watching that movie. Like,
yeah?
So, this is highly, highly recommended to watch that film.
Is this like your top of the year so far?
It's up there. It's in like the top three.
Interesting.
So, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I echo your sentiments. I enjoyed this movie a lot. I think you pretty much said everything that needs to be said. The only thing I want to comment on is Matt Damon's humor throughout the film.
Oh, his self-humor? Like, yeah. Because he's doing, like, the video blogs?
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of hate towards it.
What?
Yeah, but I thought that was the best part of the movie.
Why?
I don't know.
I know, like, the music jokes eventually got kind of corny, but...
Oh, yeah. But I think people, like, in a lot of criticisms I've heard from just other friends talking with them...
Okay.
It's that they never felt like the humor fit in. I thought, well, no, that was the... I thought that was, it fit in perfectly. Because it was this fine line between him going crazy and him staying
Yeah, sane. Like, what is... He's not just going to stay silent the whole time. Yeah. Like, you got to entertain yourself some way when you're by yourself.
And I just thought, for me, that was what really made the movie.
Yeah, and there are points in the movie where his humor stops.
Yeah.
Right? When situations get dire. And it kind of made those situations more impactful because he always tries to keep this like lightness to him. When he gets an idea, he's like, oh, I'm a genius and stuff. But when something like really is like just a shot to the gut, the humor cuts and it makes that moment seem more impactful to the character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like it. I mean, those people are crazy.
Yeah. No, but no, I enjoyed it. I definitely up there. One of the better movies of the year.
Yeah.
Definitely worth a watch. It is a movie, though. You see it once, you've seen it, it's over, it's done. You don't need to see it again.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't say, it's not like Interstellar. Like, I watched Interstellar a second time, and, like, a whole bunch of things made sense when I watched it again. Mm-hmm. And, like, same thing, it's not like that kind of movie. It's not like a Fight Club. It's not like a Donnie Darko.
Yeah.
Like, you enjoy this ride, and you're good.
Yeah, this movie's easy to follow.
Yeah, for like how it. Complex the situation is.
Yeah.
They do a good job at that.
Yeah, it's a thumbs up from us.
Yeah. It's not a thumbs up from that one guy in the theater who started snoring behind us.
Oh, he did fall asleep. Well, I thought it was an old lady. Or like
I don't know. It was someone.
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, I heard that. I was like, is someone sleeping?
Yeah, I guess. That's only happened to me in one other movie.
What movie?
The Wind Rises, that Miyazaki movie. Oh. It was a documentary about airplanes in anime.
I could see that happening. Yeah. I could see that happening. But yeah, no, we like The Martian. We recommend you guys check it out.
Not in 3D.
What?
Not in 3D.
Did we watch in 3D?
Yeah, we had to.
Oh, we did? Oh, yeah.
Didn't have anything.
No, it doesn't. 3D adds nothing.
But D-Box.
Yeah. Before we move on to our picks of the week, let's check out the comment section. Hermes says, good to see you, nerds.
Sup?
Sup? Thanks for coming to check us out. We appreciate your time. And the new generation duelist. Would you like to read this one? Would you like to read
that? That Tokyo Drift poster, though, it's immaculate.
Yeah.
You can't see the whole thing because, I don't know, we haven't set up. We have a computer on a box right now. But it's so good.
It's, so this is actually way more advantageous for those who are watching the podcast version on YouTube versus those who are listening. But, yeah, so the story behind this poster, these posters we have set up is, last time we did a live stream, one of the things that we thought was really weird was that we had a blank wall behind us.
Gotta get a blue screen.
And it showed no personality. And, we thought we'd fill it up with something.
This sums up all you need to know about our podcast.
And so I knew that I had this lying around. We were in my basement and I knew I used to work at a movie theater and I would get tons of posters, tons of the large, large promotional posters, just because little known secret, if you go to the movie theater, when they're done with those posters, they just throw them out. So chances are, if you ask them for it when they don't need it anymore, you can get it for free. Cool. But yeah, so I got this one back in 2006 when I used to work at the theater for Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. And like Anthony said, this perfectly describes your podcast.
Who are you? Are you DK or are you Han?
I'm more on the Han style.
By the way.
I'm on the Han.
Okay.
I'm on the Han. Do you think I'm more DK or Han?
I'm trying to decide out of you and Blaven who's more DK. I can't decide.
What were the incriminating factors?
Well, you're just mean.
Yep.
And Blaven's nice, but he's also mean. So I don't know which is worse. Like, you're just overtly mean.
Okay.
I'll decide it by the end of the podcast.
Oh, who are you?
I'm this white guy.
Okay. I'm glad we decided that. I was hoping you weren't going to say you were Bow Wow.
I'm no Bow Wow with the whole car.
Yeah.
Killing it.
But no, yeah, you're this white guy.
I'm this white guy right here. Hey. I forget his name.
Yeah. That's,
not Paul Walker. No, that's his name. Not Paul Walker.
Oh, that's his name? Oh, okay.
Wait, does it say?
No, it doesn't.
No.
It doesn't. I want to say his name is Sean, but
in the movie, his name is Sean.
Oh. Yeah, but you don't call these guys by their...
Lewis Black.
Ah.
Yes.
Wow. It says it right there.
God. You had that knowledge.
No, it says it right there.
Oh.
Lewis Black, Lil Bow Wow, music by Brian Tyler.
Okay. Neat. Another thing you may not be able to see it is we do have a Final Fantasy VII Advent Children poster right behind Anthony.
It makes me want to throw up.
It. I put it on his side because I knew that he would love it. It
sucks so much.
Represents him.
No.
In all his glory.
I hate Cloud Sucks.
Let's move on to our picks of the week.
Okay.
I'm going to open up. Steam machines are here.
I'm sorry, what?
Steam machines.
So, like, I put coal into a machine.
Steam, and then... the video game machine, is here, manufactured by Alienware.
Okay.
And it looks like a little Wii.
What, really?
Yeah, the box looks like a Wii.
I haven't seen the box.
It's a Wii. It's the size of a Wii. It looks like a Wii. It's all black. I think on the back side there's like two HDMI ports, a couple USB ports.
Are they both in? Or is it in out?
In out.
Okay.
In out. In out. And essentially it's Steam's version of a console. It looks alright.
It looks fine. It looks like Steam.
It looks like Steam.
The thing is, yo, do you like PC indie games?
Nope.
Then I don't know what to say.
I mean, not that I'm coming around on it. I'm not fully there. But,
so yeah, there's a lot of video stuff out for this. We watched some just before the podcast.
Yeah.
We haven't used it, obviously. It's just speculation, I guess. How do you think the controller would feel? Because that thing doesn't have buttons, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have buttons where
the joysticks are.
Where the joysticks are, right? It's got that touchpad that moves kind of like a touch mouse trackpad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel that would be really hard to get used to.
You know what? I'm sure it would be tons of, like, super troublesome to get used to, but I bet once you get used to it, it works.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's not for me. I don't think it's for me.
It's probably not for you.
It's definitely not for me.
See, that's the thing about this thing. I don't know who it's for.
Yeah, because people who like PC games have a PC.
Yeah, it's funny because the people who are way into Steam indie stuff have a PC that is way overqualified to run those indie games.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe this is kind of their jab at trying to make things more accessible to people. Like, oh, maybe they'll get Joe Blow to get a Steam box. And then he's like, oh, look at all these games. I could just get them right here. It's all in the one thing.
Right? Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's all about market perception, right? Because for a long time, the reason I didn't like PC games is because the idea of having to turn on my PC, having to make sure I have all the correct settings.
Yeah.
And just the different amounts of compatibility with different systems. Because I've always been like a Mac user.
Okay.
So I always had trouble doing the PC thing. But, and yeah, this makes it a whole lot easier. But at the end of the day, the games I want to play are not on PC. Or at least I can get them. The ones that are available on PC, I can get them somewhere else.
Yeah, the ones you specifically want to play. Like, I'm not going to get my Japanese bullet hells on PSN.
Yeah.
Unless, like, maybe I can make a Japanese PSN account. Yeah. But, yeah, like, that kind of stuff. Like, there's a lot of cool indie games I own on Steam, or just a lot of garbage games I own because it was a sale. Like,
yeah.
You ever play Hatoful Boyfriend?
No.
It's like a dating sim where you're a girl and you go to a school and all the classmates are pigeons.
Oh, that one. Yeah,
and you try and date pigeons.
Yeah.
Like, okay. That'll never show up on PSN unless it is, and I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like there's like weird stuff like that. So like I guess depending on how this sells and how successful it becomes, it either might show how just convenience that someone can go to a store, buy this box that has everything all set up,
mm-hmm.
and you're ready to go,
mm-hmm.
Can make it. Because like buying a PC is a pain in the butt. Like Dell makes it easy, but
buy Mac.
PC at least. Dell makes it easy, but there's a lot of people who. Even looking at a Dell list of like, okay, these numbers are higher, but I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Right. There's like, I worked at a electronic retailer and people would constantly come in and like just not knowing what RAM was or not knowing why hard drive space is important.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And so if they can just sell you a box that's ready, that's probably a good idea, right?
Yeah. I don't know. But there's one thing about this box that does concern me. Now, I'm all about the digital future.
Okay.
This Steam box is all about the digital future.
Okay.
I don't know how people will take to that.
I don't take to that. As someone who is up on modern stuff, I don't take to the
like, digital future. Even though I prefer buying my games digitally, I don't think I'm ready to go have a console that only can do digital.
Yeah, okay. So the thing about all digital future is I don't feel I own that stuff.
Okay.
All right. So when I know technically now when you buy a game, there's like a warning. It's like, oh, you licensed this thing, right? You can't distribute it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like I have the product.
Yeah.
If PSN or Xbox Live goes down, I can still play those games.
Yeah.
Right. But there's the thing with like, I look at my Steam library and I'm like, well, what's going to happen if Steam goes out of business? Like, it doesn't seem like something that would happen now, but because they're just making hand over fist. But like when that day comes, what's going to happen to my Steam library? Is mm-hmm. it just going to disappear into the ether mm-hmm. and that stuff I paid money for is no longer a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or like that's the part is like I don't feel like I own anything.
You don't.
That's why I imported the Asia version of Devil May Cry 4 Special Edition because it comes in a box and a disc.
No, I don't know. I for me, that distinction is the same thing nowadays. Like, whether I buy it on a disc or I buy it online, it's the same type of ownership to me. I have it. I can play it. Whatever. It works.
Okay.
Like, I'm not really afraid of the whole, if servers go down, if I don't have the license anymore. Because, I mean, I buy digital games online on my PlayStation. They're there.
Yeah.
Guess what? There's days where I have internet blackouts. I can still play those games. Whatever.
Yeah, it's you can fine. Still play those games, but in, like, okay, I guess it wouldn't count for you because you don't care about going back to anything.
No, I don't.
But for me, like I like playing old games. Like I was playing PS2 games with my friend the other day. And it's just like if hard drive space is finite.
Yeah.
If I have to delete something and like later on, I was like, oh, like 20 years from now, let's go play Batman.
Yeah.
Like, and I can't, if I have it digital and I can't download Batman from a server.
Do you feel that way with music as well?
Kinda.
Really?
Like, so.
Because for me, music is the ultimate expression of where the game industry is going to go.
Yeah, no, like, music kind of set the pace, right? But the thing with me is, like, whenever I want to buy new music, I buy it on vinyl.
Oh, because, I forgot, yeah. You're one of the 1%ers. Yeah,
so, because the vinyl copy usually comes with a digital code for the album.
Oh, yeah, they do.
So I have this thing that is physical, and I own it,
mm-hmm.
right? And so if iTunes goes down, I still have this thing I can listen to my music on.
Mm-hmm.
But the digital code is still there for the convenience factor.
Mm-hmm.
right? So I can put it on my iPod, so I can take it on the go.
Yeah.
So I can just rip it to my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like a best of both worlds situation where I'm willing to pay a little bit more
mm-hmm.
to get, I guess, that's peace of mind.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. I guess, yeah. Because I just don't agree, man.
Gotta agree to disagree.
Yeah, we do. Because for me, it's like anything that I experience that's not a physical experience, like games, music, movies, they're not mm-hmm. physical experiences, right?
Yeah, like you're not running with music.
Yeah.
Or you are, but you're not.
But it's not like,
beside you.
Yeah.
You can't touch music.
Yeah, I can't peel off the notes and lick them.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So to me, it's just like, well, if that's how it is, then it doesn't matter how I own it, whether it be in a copy like a disc or in the ether or on my hard drive. Because I experience it all through the same way on some sort mm-hmm. of software mechanism. That's why I don't really care about ownership. I only care about ownership of things that are actually physical.
Okay.
That's why I'm a toy collector.
That's fair. Right?
Yeah. But that's just how I see it, I guess.
Yeah. And to be honest, I'm kind of old.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm still older?
Yeah. But we're not that old.
Yeah.
But we're older than 16, right? So like the time we grew up in was, hey, look at this big plastic cart that has a board in it.
What?
Well, like NES stuff. Or like N64 stuff. Here is a cart and this thing. This is the only way you can get video games. And like that was ingrained in our mind that physical media is the thing. Right? So that could be it. Like, I just wasn't born into this digital future or this digital present.
Man, I don't want to see you in 10 years.
Hey, guys! I made a fort!
No, I can just see it now. You're gonna be such a bitter old dude.
Yeah!
Oh, that's my future. I hate to be around you.
We're gonna be best of friends.
Oh, fuck.
I'm gonna keep you grounded. You're gonna be living in your future world and be like, Vince, they're spying on you.
I know.
There's this video of you taking a dump on the internet.
I'd be like, great, no publicity.
You holding a toy?
Yeah. Doing toy reviews on the toilet? Oh.
Here's an all-plasma version of...
That's an idea.
No, it's not. No one's going to watch that.
But yeah, we devolved into a different conversation. Steambox, we're not really sold on it.
Oh, yeah, Steambox. Yeah, I don't know. On these things, I've kind of become wary of being an early adopter.
Yeah. I'm slowly starting to be like, I don't need to be the first to get this item.
Yeah, every single, like, this is the first generation of consoles I didn't buy it day one.
Mm.
So.
All right, then. What's your pick?
My pick is about video games.
Surprise. More video games?
More video games.
What?
So, the Wall Street Journal. High class. Okay, so first off, Austin Walker reported this on Giant Bomb.
Mm.
But he cites the Wall Street Journal as saying that Nintendo is planning to introduce, in quotes, the NX next year, 2016. So, what introduced means is still up in the air. Like, does that mean they're just sending out dev kits? Does that mean it's going to be a physical... They're going to show it? Does that mean it's going to be released by then? But we're getting more information on the NX, which is cool.
Yep.
So, the Wii U is pretty much dead. Nintendo is whatever. Like, I'm sure they're still going to push stuff for it.
So you admit the Wii U's dead?
No, the Wii U had a good run, and it's got a lot of good games.
So you admit the Wii U's dead?
But they made a mistake by not having up-to-date hardware, and it makes me so sad. That system's really good.
No.
There's a lot of good games on that system.
I beg to differ.
You gotta agree to disagree.
No, because you just told me the Wii U is dead. Why is it dead? Because there's no good games.
There's all kinds of good games.
No, man.
There's not third-party games. Except for Bayonetta 2.
Man, that game's great. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That did come out.
Yeah. And Monster Hunter came out on it. I guess that counts. Three.
Who cares?
I do.
We're all playing 4.
True.
We're going to be playing Cross next year. And you're talking about 3 on the Wii U?
I'm talking about 2 on the PSP. Oh. Monster Hunter Unite. I got to go on my PS3, get Anyways, Ad Hoc Party.
Continue with your story.
So they are just doubling down on the fact that this console is a portable device plus a home console in one. It's sounding like you're going to get something like a 3DS plus a console in one package. And you'll be able to take your mini NX on the go with you and access your NX stuff, maybe access
what's
it.
What's this
portable
mini NX you're talking about, my friend?
So they think it's going to be a replacement for the 3DS. So like the next DS will not be its own thing. It'll be combined with the
enemy. That excites me.
Which is cool. Because if they tie it to the console, that allows for a lot of cool interconnectivity shit.
It also means one more thing.
What?
It will not... It'll still be a generation behind in terms of hardware power.
Well, they're saying that it's going to be comparable, if not a little bit better than PS4.
Mm-hmm.
But that's... Until proof shows, yeah. It's just words.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of, like, I don't know, man. Like, Nintendo, they started with the Wii and their waggle. Wii U had the gamepad. And, like, I like the way they're progressing with not just being content with having a static controller and a TV, right, and a console. Like, I like how they're kind of mixing things up.
So you want to be active.
What do you mean?
You want to be... Active lifestyle
video. No, game. Not that. Not doesn't necessarily have to be active. It's oh. Just that it's different. It's that it's just not here is this
so thing. For you, just being yeah. Different is enough. Let's throw good out the window. It just has to be different.
Yeah, like that's... Man, look at my favorite games.
I know.
Like, God Hand is so amazing.
Because it's different.
Because it's different.
But not because it's good.
It's also really good.
No, so it's really bad.
I love it.
Okay. Okay.
And like, kind of.
I just have to put that out there so the audience understands.
Interesting ideas always trump tried and true.
Problems. I disagree.
For me, I love new crazy shit. That's why I love the PS2. That place was just the Wild West. And the PS1, that place was crazy. Mm-hmm. Everyone was just like, here's a game. You get a game. And you get a game. Mm-hmm. License, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a bunch of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how would I get Galgun? Or no, not Galgun. Sorry, it's PS3. Lifeline. Where you have to play the whole game with the PS2 headset. And just stuff like that.
Mm.
I want to see new things happen with consoles. And new ways to experience video games.
Mm.
So NX coming at you. 2016.
Cool. Yeah.
It's super cool. Video games, man.
You know, I stopped getting excited by like these rumors and press releases until consoles start coming out.
I'm still not there yet. I'm still not jaded enough for that
like,
to happen.
Because now it's just like, uh-huh, keep talking the talk, keep doing it.
Whatever, like, probably, like, Bandai Namco was like, we're making a prototype mold that will allow for liquid lighting in your toys. And you'll be like, oh, I need it.
No.
Oh, okay, fine.
No.
So jaded.
No.
You're no fun.
No. I'm not.
But yeah, I don't know. Do you have any more picks?
You know, I was looking through it. It's been a slow week.
It's ramping up to release season.
I thought we're in the release season.
Are we in the release season?
Metal Gear came out.
Mario Maker did come out. But there's like this big like month gap before anything else comes out.
No, some games came out.
NBA 2K16.
That's a big game.
Whatever.
How are you going to ignore Transformers Devastation?
Because I haven't played it yet.
How are you going to ignore Desugaya?
This guy? I'm going to talk about this guy.
Are you going to ignore...
I don't think this... Okay, this guy is a big release for me and, like, three other people. And I know all three of those people.
Ah.
It's cool, but it's not, like... There's not going to be a lineup out the door midnight launch for Disgaea 5.
How are you going to ignore Rock Band?
That game makes me sad.
Yeah, because it's not a good game.
It's fine.
No, it's... That's bad for you, though.
It's okay.
Yeah. See, we're in the game release season, man. We're in there. Destiny Taken King came out. We're in
that it. Game's whatever. Fuck Destiny.
Halo's coming out tomorrow.
Halo looks cool. I saw a quick look at Halo.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I gotta watch that.
It looks really cool.
So I should buy that.
I think you would really enjoy Halo.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Over Metal Gear?
Oh, you think you know me, huh? You think you know me?
Yeah.
We'll see. Got him. We'll see.
All right.
Halo it is.
Yeah, I guess that's it for this week.
Yeah, I didn't really see anything coming out. A whole lot of nothing, to be honest. A whole lot of nothing. Yeah. Let's talk about what we did, though. What
did we do?
Well, I watched some anime.
So tell me about how you sat in a place until, like, there was a dust shadow of your body on a wall. Because you just sat in one place for, like, a week watching anime.
I did do that for the week. I stopped doing everything except to watch anime.
He didn't breathe. He didn't eat. Was it all courtesy of Crunchyroll?
I used all the streaming networks this time.
Okay.
I even used the illegal ones.
Whoa.
I went there.
TNIB as a corporation does not condone the use of illegal streaming websites.
So yes, I've been trying to watch more of the fall 2015 premieres.
14, 15, same thing.
And in the meantime, I've been trying to get through Angel Beats as well.
Angel Beats? Yeah. Why?
Just because. I have reasons. And Food Wars.
So I know you finished one of those.
Uh-huh.
It's Food Wars.
Yeah, I did finish Food Wars.
Tell the audience how fast you finished Food Wars.
So today, as we're recording this, it is Sunday night. I finished it this morning at 5 a.m. I started it on Friday night at 8 p.m.
You're crazy.
Took me about a day and a half to get the 24 episodes.
You're nuts.
No, man. That's anime. That's life.
So obviously it's good.
Oh, yeah. It's great. So, Food Wars, if you don't know, is your typical shonen, only the genre is cooking.
Okay.
Only it's not.
Is it reminiscent of fighting foodons?
No.
All right.
No. Your food does not come to life and you do not throw them out like Pokemon.
Okay.
No, no. This is a cooking show about cooking.
And borderline porn.
The first episode is.
Oh, that's it? Really?
They kind of flash back to that first episode and do different plays on it, but that's the only time they use the... Like, there's maybe two or three other times throughout the entire series that they use that scene.
Oh, wow. That's a lot more tame than I thought it'd be.
Yeah. I mean, people's clothes still explode off now and then, but in terms of the tentacle, it's groping my body.
Like, it's not as graphic.
No, it never... I mean...
Would you compare it to, like, when Sailor Moon gets naked and it's, like, a bunch of lights and she's transforming and all the ribbons and whatever?
Yeah, except they're not glowing with rainbows.
Okay.
They're naked and they're cleverly hidden body parts. Okay,
that's fair.
But, so here's the thing is, cooking-based shonen, except it essentially makes fun of the entire genre. It takes every trope you know.
This is sounding like Nozaki-kun.
Yes.
But instead of for shoujo, it's for shonen.
It is exactly
that. Oh my god, okay.
And what they do is they're like, we're going to take every trope and we're going to put it in here. And then we're going to show you how stupid we can make this because that's the shonen genre. And it's amazing how dumb they can get.
You officially sold me on this series.
Like, it's so stupid.
Okay.
You know, here's a classic one, okay?
All right.
So there's a boy, okay? He's trained by his father at a diner to cook.
Okay.
All right, and you know, through years of hard practice and training, when he gets to culinary school, he's pretty good. But, you know, he's never known anything about his father or who his father is.
It's a mystery.
His father's a mystery. Can you guess who his father might be?
The head of the cooking school.
No, but you're on the right track.
The super ultimate cooking god forever.
That used to go to that school.
That used to go to that school. Oh my god.
Yeah, so, and it turns out that, like, he's this revered dude around the school that everybody knows, except our main character. Of course, right?
Yeah, you don't want to get the legend get to your kid's head, right?
No.
My dad's this, and he'll do this.
Yeah. Every type of character archetype you've seen in all shonen, all
right.
There.
Cool.
And they do all the dumb shit.
Is there the guy who's the best friend, who's, like, kind of useless, but he's there for moral support?
It's a girl.
Okay.
And she is there for, like, moral support, and he carries her along. But even she has her own little arc where, like, she finds strength in herself to do it. Oh. So it's so good. It's a shame that there's only one season.
Everybody who has ever recommended me this show specifically says, Anthony, you should watch this show because it's weird.
Right? It's
not. And that's the only thing they ever say. And I'm like, that doesn't sell me on a show. Like,
yeah. No, that's why I ignored it the first time it came out, because everybody who told me to watch it, I asked them, so is it, what's it like? They're like, just watch it, it's good. And I'm like, that gives me nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either that, or like the thing of, I've started, like whenever people, when you're a heavy duty fan of something, like I do this with JoJo.
Yeah.
Like I'm super guilty of it.
Yeah.
But it's just like, oh, there's like, it's so cool because, and then you'll just rattle off a whole bunch of crazy things that make no sense and don't give me an idea of what.
Yeah.
The story is.
Yeah.
Right? And so I'm just like, oh, whatever. This is just like a flash in the pan.
Right.
Bangasm thing. But like, you telling me that it's just like, it's this well thought out shonen dissection pretty much.
Yeah.
Really makes me want to watch it.
Yeah. There's you know how, so one of my favorite characters, okay. You know how like when you, in shonen, when they introduce new characters, sometimes they have like, they're just standing there looking cool.
Yeah. That's the coolest characters.
So one of the characters has that, okay? And okay, so she's this really cool girl, and there's this, her partner's like this really tough looking dude, and he's just standing in the background looking all like intimidating. All tough,
cross arms.
But when she, so after she confronts the character, she turns around to walk away from him to be like all of the cool walk away.
Yeah.
But she runs into her partner. And she's like, what are you doing? What are you standing here for? And he's like, you told me to stand here to look intimidating.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, no, man. That's awesome.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's, and like, there's tons of little jokes like that throughout the entire series. I'm just like, that's amazing. Like, it's really good. Definitely stand up for the year so far. I also watched this other thing. Now, a while back, Anthony mentioned on the podcast the trailer for Valkyrie Drive Mermaid.
Why?
I watched this show.
Isn't there a game out now for that?
Yeah, oh, and a manga.
Gross.
So, it's on Funimation.
Okay.
You can watch it. Don't watch it on Funimation.
You should watch
it. Don't do it. If you're going to watch it, I have one recommendation. Scour the pits of the internet. Find the uncensored version.
What's the uncensored version?
Well, let me tell you. You ever seen hentai?
I've heard of it. I heard that word means pervert in Japanese.
This anime crosses what should be allowed on the TV at regular scheduled hours.
This has got to be like a 11 o'clock later.
So it's basically, it's exactly what it sounds like. Girls have lesbian relationships. One is called an evoker, and the other one is like the Lustria or something.
Persona 3?
So one of them, the evoker basically turns on and gives the other one an orgasm. And then when the other one has the orgasm, they turn into a weapon. Okay?
Obviously.
Sounds like a really, really lewd version of Soul Eater. And that's because it is. But if you watch the uncensored version, full nudity. Like,
real?
I mean, like, you want to see two girls rubbing their nipples together? Uncensored?
Whoa!
Boom. There you go.
Man.
Because, okay, so I watched it first on Funimation because I was like, it's there, it's easy, it's accessible, I'll watch it. But most of the time you're watching a show, it's just white, this bright white light.
Because it's just censor, censor, censor,
so
censor.
I couldn't see anything, and I was kind of getting confused. I'm like, well, how bad could it be? So I looked up the uncensored version, and I'm like, oh, that's why it's censored.
Because it's just porn.
It is just porn.
I wonder what the game's like then.
I don't know. But like the first episode, in their first fight, what they have to do is they have to fight this, this tag team duo. And it's like the tag team consists of like this really innocent schoolgirl and like this upperclassman who's like a dominatrix.
Okay.
And so the way she and the little schoolgirl is the weapon.
All right.
And how she carries her partner around is in chains with a gag and everything.
Wow.
And what she does is she kicks her to the floor and then sticks the end of her heel right up that right up her backside.
Ah!
And then they're like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "Don't worry, she likes it," and then she turns into a gun or an arm thing.
What the frick?
Yeah, and I'm just like, this can't be real. This cannot be real. What am I watching?
I'm looking up the game stuff now. I got, like, is there AO version of this game?
I don't know. Like, I seriously don't understand how this is
allowed?
Yeah. Like, it's,
how old are these people?
Because
there's always like a thing of like, oh, we're like, they, oh, look, we all look like super young girls.
Oh, they're high school.
We're 18.
They're high school. No, they are high school. Like, the girl gets, like, the main kid girl gets kidnapped from a track meet.
Like, in high school. Kidnapped? Just straight kidnapped.
Yeah.
See, like, Japan, I can't get behind this.
It's disturbing as fuck. I'm gonna watch one more, but
I can't take my eyes off it.
But it's hella disturbing. It's fucked up. Actually, I don't know if I'm gonna watch one more.
That's okay. I don't know what to say. Like, this, when I said it like a while ago, like, oh, this looks hilarious. Like, it's gonna be whatever. Uh-huh. Like, they're gonna do whatever. It's gonna be like that one show? Sakura Kiss.
Okay.
We're just gonna be like, oh, lesbo action, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's super tame. No, this is just I stick a heel up a backside.
Yeah.
I can't support this.
Yeah, no, and you shouldn't. And neither should you.
Neither should you.
But, yeah, I watched a whole lot of other stuff. You mentioned Angel Beats, or I mentioned Angel Beats, but...
And I said, why?
I think I'm going to say that till next week because I'm not done, and I feel like I should save my opinion until I'm finished it. Because that would be unfair.
Also, I'll tell you my opinion right now. Uh-huh. I didn't like it.
Yeah. You don't like any of Key's stuff, right?
I don't know if I've... I can never tell what Key does.
You watch Little Busters?
No. Okay. But, like, I feel like whenever I don't like something, it's Key. Wow. Right? So it's just like, I'm like, man, I didn't like this show. Like, I tried, and I was like, it's fine, but I didn't really like it. And then it's like, oh, it's a Key anime. I'm like, of course it is.
Christian must hate you.
Oh, Christian loves Key all day, every day.
I know.
He has a Mahjong set.
Oh, does he?
That's Key characters.
Oh, really?
Like, from different shows on the tiles.
Wow.
Hardcore.
Wow. That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm trying to think about what my favorites are this season so far.
You watch any more Lancer and whatever?
Lance and Masks?
Yeah.
No. I dropped that. Don't watch it.
Don't want to watch it.
I watched One Punch Man episode 2.
Yeah!
That show's getting better. That show is getting better.
Slap that B right in the
My
face.
Favorite part was when Cyborg Dude explains his entire backstory. That was just like, and when he started going really fast, I'm like, no fucking way.
I didn't think they were going to commit to that joke as long as they did.
Yeah, and like really almost immediately I'm like, he's going to try and go through the whole thing.
So in the manga,
yeah,
that's two whole panels.
Oh, like really? Two rectangle and it's panels, just like characters?
And there's just tiny, tiny texts.
Oh my god.
So you could read the whole thing. And it's so funny.
Yeah, I was like, this is amazing. I can't believe he's doing it.
Okay. I'm glad you're liking that show.
Yeah. It's getting better. I'm glad they start to introduce like a little...
There's more than just I punch things.
Yeah. Other than I'm going to swap this mosquito.
That's so cool.
Yeah, but no, it's a good show. I watched the second episode of Gundam.
Okay.
It's still Gundam to me.
I watched the third episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say anything. You're going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. You like it?
But yeah, part of it is Gundam. Part of it, I feel, is different than Gundam.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's really good.
Yeah. Is it?
It's the first anime, well, I guess other than One Punch Man, to like keep my attention.
Okay.
Like I actually watched it.
Oh, okay. Okay, you know what my problem with Gundam is?
What?
I don't know if I said it here before, but... Can you know how I like Transformers, right?
Yeah, transforming robots are cool.
Yeah, like toys.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed at how many different ways a designer can transform the same damn car.
Oh, like, oh look, but this time his arm comes out and this...
With Gundam, I'm always amazed how they're able to tell the same story in many different ways.
So the Gundam story is the Transformers of story.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's why I'm a bit jaded on my opinion, but I'm sure I'll like it.
So yeah, like for me, I'm just getting into Gundam. Like,
again, oh, that's right. Yeah.
I'm just reading the origin,
mm-hmm.
and which I think volume 11 just came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just getting through the origin and I'm just learning about Gundam's backstory, which is,
yeah,
I feel would make subsequent series mm-hmm. way more enjoyable,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I think I want to, after I finish the final volume when that comes out of Origin, like, I think I'm just going to watch Zeta.
Wow.
I think I'm just going to go straight into Zeta.
That's quite a commitment, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck.
I have no clue how many episodes that show is, but we'll see.
It's more than 50.
All right.
Good luck.
Let's do it.
Good luck. There's more anime, which I feel like I need to watch more of before I can say anything else.
Okay.
Just know I watched a lot of anime. Speaking of anime, Anthony, you want to read our comment from our friend here at the top?
At the very top.
Mm.
Has Type V3 ever seen or heard of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
Anthony, have I ever heard of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
I try so hard to get him to watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. And again, you know what? It's my fault.
It is
your fault. I do the thing of, like, they haven't even animated these stories yet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, in part 6, like, this guy gets a power, but it's like they take time, and it's got 2 points, and it collapses time on itself.
Mm.
And I'm like, that makes no sense to you.
No, it does not.
It does not. Okay. But, okay. Okay, let me calm down.
Yeah, you need to calm down, because I'm getting pushed away again from JoJo's.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is a very well-thought-out shonen.
Okay.
The original series started in 89 or a little bit earlier than that.
I have no idea.
So, like, yeah, I'm not asking you. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Right. Part one is a little tropey because it came from that time. It is manly men doing the right thing because of a gentleman status. They're all like England gentlemen, and they fight with honor, right?
Right.
But that show moves in a way that makes every subsequent season doesn't make the thing you last watch useless information, right? It keeps adding on to the story of the Joestar family that makes you more invested with every season.
Okay.
And then stands happen.
Okay.
So there is two ways you can watch this show if you will ever watch it. You can either start from the beginning and get the full experience.
Okay.
Okay. Which is the first two seasons are condensed into one full anime season.
Hmm.
So 24 episodes.
That's a long time.
Is it 24 or is it 12? I think it's 12.
Okay.
Because, yeah, season one is summed up in 4 episodes.
Okay.
Right. And that gives you the backstory of the Joestar family and where everything starts. There is cool information in there, but where JoJo is now, that kind of stuff is past.
I see.
Or you can just cut out the backstory and just go straight to 3. 3 is where stands happen, which are physical manifestations of your spirit. And then that's where like interesting powers happen, and where it's not just like I'm a strong dude, you're a strong dude, we're gonna punch each other until we die. Everybody's power is very unique, and they have to think of clever ways to defeat them. So every battle is not the same, and there's always, I don't know how this guy thinks of unique ideas after like 20 years.
Okay,
but it's really good. You're probably not gonna watch it.
I probably won't.
Please watch it.
And that's why I won't watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Damn. Because Anthony pushes me too hard on it.
I haven't told you about it in a while.
I can feel it, man.
It's like coming at you.
Between that and Metal Gear, I can feel it. I'm just like, he really wants me to play this and watch that.
I gotta deny that him his happiness.
Yep. Uh-huh.
All right.
That's what friends do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess with my week. Mm-hmm. I did read more JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, but like a chapter a month now.
Okay.
So, I have been playing Disgaea 5. Hot new release, PS4, first Disgaea, or first Disgaea on the PS4.
Yeah.
And so, you know Disgaea, right? Here's the story. The story is pretty much the tutorial for the main game. And then after the story ends, grind for another 500 hours.
Yeah.
And numbers get big. You do billions, trillions, quadrillions of damage. This game is that, again, but with another added layer of craziness. So I'll get through the story is you are... you're this, like, wandering warrior, pretty much. You're already pretty strong.
You're Ryu.
Yeah, you're Ryu. Sometimes you eat ramen in the middle of a battlefield.
Oh.
Right. And you are trying to kill the Emperor Lord Dark. Or Void Dark, sorry.
That's really his name?
Emperor Void Dark.
Okay.
And he is trying to take over all the Netherworlds. So
all the Netherworlds.
So there's multiple Netherworlds, right? And each overlord controls his own pocket Netherworld. Okay. And they're in a universe of Netherworlds. So Overlord Void Dark is trying to take over all the other Netherworlds so that they have a unified Netherworld so they can never have war again. So he's waging a mass war so they don't have to have war, right? But it takes away the individuality of the Netherworld, which demons take very seriously.
Interesting.
So you, the wandering hero, find a girl of the Beauty Netherworld? And she's like one of the richest overlords. And you guys team up to try and stop Void Dark. And through adventures and stuff, you eventually start to create a rebel army.
Yeah.
To battle Void Dark. Mm-hmm. So you go to different Netherworlds. You recruit their overlords. And then move forward.
Yeah.
That's the basic gist. Characters are, like, super colorful. One, the rich lady, she's just the Ojo-sama. She has, like, guns where the barrel inside is a heart. And she shoots, like, different heart stuff. There's one guy, Red Magnus. He's just the Rock. He calls everybody jabronis.
Really?
And he's like, just bring it, right? And he's like, he's just the Rock. It's pretty cool. And there's another guy. He's just a side character you can recruit, but he's Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
He just calls everybody brother. He's like, I'm going to throw you, brother, because he has like a good throwing stat when you throw characters. But the thing, okay, so the things they've changed in terms of grinding is, do you know what the item world is?
Oh, I have a vague memory of it.
So you can go inside your items into randomly generated dungeons.
Yeah.
And the higher up in the dungeon you go, your level goes up on your weapon. So eventually you're getting most of your stats from your equipment, not from your actual level.
Yeah.
Right? But they've changed the item world to where you can't just fight no one and just skip a whole level to get a level.
That's a shame.
Now the levels are tied to your bonus gauge, which is how you do within the level. So you have to at least have one bonus gauge, and then you had to hit the exit. So it kind of makes leveling more slow, but I hear in the late game, like, all 10 pieces of the bonus gauge are just level ups.
Okay.
So you can just level up really fast still. The other thing they added is a cheat shop, where you can unlock a girl who just lets you change game values.
Whoa.
So you can get mastery points, you can get experience points, gold. So you go into this thing and it's like, I want to earn 50% of the gold that I would normally get. But that extra 50% I took off, I'm going to put it into experience. So I can gain 150% experience. Right? It both makes grinding less trivial and harder.
Harder.
Because now, you can really focus on one thing and have like 500% experience.
Yeah.
But you're not gaining mana, which you use to upgrade your skills.
Mm.
Right. Or you're not getting money, which allows you to buy better equipment. And every time with this Gaia is they add another thing to make grinding easier, but they make the level of the super bosses that much higher. So you still have to grind that much more with the new stuff. So like I'm hearing stuff from like the Japanese DLC that like enemies have health bar numbers that go off the screen. Right. And it's like, oh, look, I did 4 trillion damage to him. And it just takes off like a sliver.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a notorious boss in Disgaea 3 that I can never get past where as soon as you take a character out of your panel, a sword comes down and hits you for 1 billion damage.
Hmm.
So you don't even get a turn before he damages you.
Hmm.
Right, so if you can't survive that initial attack, you're not going to even walk to the boss.
Cool.
But yeah, like it's got its hooks. It's taking me through the process. The story's really funny. Everyone's really flamboyant, has their own style.
Yeah.
But I really like it. Where Disgaea gets interesting for me is late game. Is you get past the story, you get into the craziness. Yeah, I think they've done other stuff with online modes, so you can like create your own maps now.
Yeah.
I believe that was in the old one, but I think they expanded on it in this one.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's just like a personal thing. I just want to grind. I just like numbers getting bigger.
Wow. Yeah. I like grinding. I think I saw a video going back to you referencing how the game just has like all these characters that mimic pop culture icons.
Yeah.
I think what did I see? I don't know where I saw this video, but I saw one of them is pretty much Archer from Fate Stay Night.
Was on our friend Christian posted that.
Oh,
up.
Did he do that?
For the Archer,
yeah.
One of the super special is just unlimited blade works.
Yeah, and I was just like, that's cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of pop culture references. There's a lot of anime references in this game.
Yeah.
That's what kind of Disgaea is about,
hmm.
Right? So you're gonna see attacks that are like, oh, like one of the normal attacks in that game is sometimes when you would just do a regular hit attack and you have a friendly beside you, you can do a team attack, right? And one of them is dude throws up a spirit energy ball and your friend gives you your power, their power, and you drop a spirit ball on them.
Wow.
Right?
That's pretty cool.
And there's like different stuff, like some characters, I think in the last game, had like Bruce Lee's 1-inch punch and different stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Man, this guy is fun.
Cool.
Other than that, just watching anime.
More anime.
Anime. Yeah. We have problems.
Yeah.
And just playing old stuff. Like playing old King of Fighters games and stuff that's not really
interesting.
No, it's not worthy of conversation to people who don't care about that.
Yeah. That's an interesting way to say not interesting.
Man, if Christian and Ali were here, we'd gab forever about King of Fighters.
I guess I'm blessed that you're not here.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Yeah. But you know, speaking of video games, I did play one very important thing.
Calgon?
Play Destiny.
Oh, I also played some Destiny.
I played the Taken King Raid.
You played the Raid?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, first of all, you have to be 290 to do this raid.
Like, is it they just won't let you in the raid until you're 290, or...
They let you in at 280, but you really need to be, like, 295.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. Second thing, when we did Vault of Glass, it was just the four of us, right?
Yeah.
You need six people.
Whoa!
You need six people to do this raid. I mean, you can try and get through with four, but it will be rough.
Okay.
It's tough going. It's really long. It took... I went with TJ, Mikey, and some other dudes. Took us 4.5 hours to do.
Whoa!
Yeah. You know, they called me at like 5, like before I was having dinner, and or before I was going to have dinner. I'm like, yeah, I bet I could do it before dinner. We didn't finish till like 11. And I was like, oh my God.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah. But the raid's incredible.
No, I bet.
Like, there's so many boss battles, and a lot of them require a lot of team-based puzzle solving and tactics before you could even deal damage.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's like Atheon then.
Yeah, but it's like all of them are like that.
That's cool.
Yeah. And some of them are like you go into the like the parallel void worlds and you lose abilities and stuff.
Whoa.
Remember that jumping puzzle in the Vault of Glass?
Yeah, that's fun.
There's two jumping puzzles here.
Cool.
And they are extremely difficult. Like, they're really difficult.
Okay.
What else did they... There's something else in there that we did. It also has a labyrinth that you have to get through, mm-hmm. but the labyrinth is in the dark.
What?
Yeah, there's a maze in the dark.
Your ghost doesn't turn on a flashlight?
No.
What?
Yeah. It's pretty dumb, right?
That's weird.
And it's dark, and there's pitfalls.
Oh, because it's not dark. It's the darkness.
Yes.
So you can't shine a light through the darkness.
Right.
Of course.
Right. And every time it's you die, you start at the beginning.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
When you die in the jumping puzzles, you start at the beginning.
Hmm.
But no, it's great. And when you get to the final boss and you find Oryx, he's like, this guy's huge. This guy's really big.
Well, is he bigger than in the final story mission?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
He's
I guess you're in his home turf.
Yeah, right? He's like the size... Well, let me say... His head alone is probably 4 spaceships.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, so when you see him, it's kind of like Attack on Titan, where you're like a soldier and you see a Titan.
And you're shooting peas at him.
Yeah, and you're like, immune, and you're like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but no, it was really cool.
Do you have to have multiple weapons for this? Because I know in some... Nightfalls, it's like, oh, like, you don't do damage unless you do arc damage to this person, or...
Yeah.
So, should you have, like, a full array of elements at the ready, or...
You don't... No, you don't need a full array of elements. You just use whatever.
Okay.
It does help a lot if you have certain weapons.
All right.
Because, do you remember that gun I was telling you that Mikey had, the Touch of Malice?
Yes.
Where it's like, when you get to your last thing, it just keeps going, but it takes your life?
Yeah, yeah.
But it also has full auto mode?
Mm-hmm.
So there's one boss where it's really good because it has the highest DPS, but in order to fight him, your team has to get this field that makes you all invulnerable.
Oh, so you just mow it down.
Yeah, and if your whole team has it, you could take down that boss instantly.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Only one guy had it on our team.
Which is Mikey.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, no, like, I'm getting really excited because the hard mode comes out, I think, next week.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And all the gear that you get is basically the raid gear that makes it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to try that out. Yeah.
You know what I was looking at?
Mm.
Speaking of raids, I was looking at Final Fantasy 14 raids.
Are you going to get back in?
I think so.
Are you still paying?
I'm still paying for it.
When last time you played it?
A month ago.
Oh, man.
I also got locked out of my account.
Because you haven't played it enough.
No, because I reset my phone and I have 2-step verification.
Uh-oh.
And I forgot to write down my emergency, like, take 2-step verification off code before I reset my phone. And when I re-download the app, it's not the same register. So I have to, like, call Square Enix support. So Battle.net was really easy. Battle.net has a great system for getting that undone.
Yeah, but this is a Square.
True. Yeah, with Battle.net, you send them a picture of, a piece of ID. Like, you send them, like, a driver's license picture.
Wow.
And they're like, that's you. Here you go.
Wow. Jeez. But you're going to get back into 14?
It's...
You've been spending a lot of time with Christian, haven't you?
I have. He's indoctrinating me. God. And that game's really fun, so...
I hope you do get really into it. And then you just stop playing video games.
No!
And you become one of those people.
That's what happened with Guild Wars.
Huh?
That's what happened with Guild Wars. Guild Wars 1.
Yeah.
For, like, a good chunk of high school, like, I just didn't play any other game. I think I have 1,000 hours logged into that game. So.
Jeez.
I know the danger.
Well, I wish you all the best of luck.
Never see you again, and...
Bye-bye.
One nerd in a basement.
I'm surprised Christian has time to play Disgaea.
Yeah, he's been cutting time out of Final Fantasy for Disgaea. That's like his true, that's like his first love.
Yeah, because I've been logging on and like, hey, that ain't Final Fantasy.
No, that's like, yeah, that's like his first love, that game.
Okay.
But yeah, man, Disgaea is really good. Old PS2 games are really good. Bought Babysitting Mama.
With a doll? Thing
with the doll, so I got a baby that could put a Wiimote in its back.
Disgusting.
I almost bought a PS2 arcade stick and decided against it.
Disgusting.
Good times. Good times.
Wow, man. You disappoint me.
Try to hook up my ColecoVision.
Wow. Do you want to hook it up just so that it works?
I want to hook it up to see if it works.
That it?
That's it.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because if you're expecting to put like some...
No, I'm not just... Oh, there's the Donkey Kong... the ColecoVision Donkey Kong is the be-all, end-all of Donkey Kong. Like, that's not what I'm looking at.
ColecoVision sucks.
Probably. It's... The controller is a phone with a knob on it.
And, like, a number pad?
Yeah. And then I learned that... Because I read the instruction manual came with it. Certain games came with inserts for the controller.
Yeah.
So you take out the number pad, put in the insert.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so low tech.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
The ColecoVision was like, when me and TJ were growing up, the ColecoVision was like the console that we...
Like you had to play?
No. It was the console that we always hated to have to play.
Okay.
Because, say his brother was on the Genesis, our other cousins were on the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
What did we have left?
ColecoVision.
And be like...
You didn't call dibs.
Fucking sucks, man. We have to play this game called The Smurfs. The screen's just blue. It's just blue. And we didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Because that cartridge is dirty. You gotta clean that.
Like, there was this thing that was going around. Didn't look like a Smurf.
Okay.
It might as well have been a number. But, fuck, that game sucked, man. Oh, I still get nightmares.
Well, I'm trying to think of, like, old stuff. Like, the TurboGrafx has surprisingly good games on it.
Yeah, okay, fine. Sure.
Yeah. I want to buy a Neo Geo.
No, you don't, really. Trust me, you don't.
Yeah,
Neo Geo. What you want is a Wonderswan.
Why?
Because that's some excellent games.
I want a Neo Geo with like the big cartridges that are like this.
You know what else you need?
What?
An N-Gage.
Can you still play N-Gage games on an N-Gage, or do you need to be hooked up to a mobile?
No, because the games were separate.
Oh, I want an N-Gage.
You gotta get an N-Gage.
I want an N-Gage. You're right. I want an N-Gage.
Yeah, you do. What a shitty console.
What a shitty phone.
Yep.
What a shitty everything.
Yeah. That was the best. That was the selling feature. Shit at everything. Come buy us.
Come buy us. I remember when they sold it in EB Games.
They sold it everywhere. Oh, man. Yeah. Chromey silver and... Oh, disgusting.
All right, cool.
Got a couple comments. The big fan guy...
Cool.
Writes that Zeta is probably the best TV Gundam series, but original 079 is my personal favorite.
I don't know what that means, other than 07. I don't know what 079 is, but it's good that Zeta is good. Or other people say that Zeta is good.
Most would agree that Zeta is the best.
But I heard double Zeta is bad?
Yes.
But that's double the Zeta. How can that be bad?
That's a good question.
they do it.
You ever heard of the saying that too much of a good thing is a bad thing?
Nope.
Ah, yes. You've never heard of that. I forgot who I'm speaking to. Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
Okay.
079
is?
I thought you said you knew that.
I don't know what it is, I said.
079. Fuck, I can't remember if that's the 1-year war, if that's, it's been a while. Last time I watched any of these was back in high school.
Oh, okay.
So it's been, like, a long time.
Yeah, I didn't get into anime until I was like 18.
Yeah, so I can't remember. And then the new generation duelist asks if we've seen Valerie the Liberator. We have seen that.
We have seen it.
That's the one where like they're doing mecha stuff.
Yeah.
And at the final scene is he turns into a vampire.
I heard that show just like these robots run off of rape.
Hot.
Like there's a robot that runs off of like anguish pretty much. Huh. Yeah, I heard that show gets weird fast.
Huh. I don't feel about
that. Yeah, so you remember the vampire ending?
Yeah.
Like, that happens, but every episode.
Okay. Okay.
And it's just, like, eventually they're just like, we ran out of ideas, stuff.
Okay.
So, but people also tell me to watch that also because it's so weird. But I'm like, whatever.
Nah, don't watch that.
UC-79, One Year War.
Oh, okay, good. I did get it on spot. All right.
Nice. Oh. Man, live streaming is so useful.
Ooh, I can hold on my Gundam card.
We don't have to fact check anything.
Which is crazy because I know this stream is like a couple minutes behind.
True.
Anything else you want to mention before we go?
Nothing.
Bye, Mac.
If I have to think about it, it's not worth it.
No? All right, watch some anime.
Yeah, watch some anime.
Watch some anime. Do like what I did and watch anime. Watch all the anime.
Or you could read some anime.
No.
Why don't you read some anime?
Watch the anime.
I hope that bothered someone out there.
Read the anime?
Yeah. I always say that at conventions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like my friends will be like, oh, do you watch the anime? I'm like, no, I only read the anime. Oh. And then there are other people like beside me like who don't know me and they're just like, I'm like, yeah, feed off your hatred.
So, oh, the one thing that I love doing is because I'm a big Gurren Lagann fan, you know, Shimon?
Yeah.
I love going, so that Simon character, Simon's, you know?
So cool, you
I
know?
I love that Simon.
Yeah, I like the second arc with Simon, and he just hangs out with his... But you say everybody else's name properly, but you say Simon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's good, too. That's good, too.
Simon. Hmm. Favorite character.
Simon. Oh, you mean Simon. Okay, he's cool.
Ah, yeah, Simon.
Simon.
He's gonna be like, no.
No, it's...
I think I'm going to go to Anime North this year.
Cool. So am I.
I think I'm going to get a room.
You're going to get a room?
I think so. I think I've invested myself enough in anime that this year that I'm prepared to go next year.
Are you getting your own room?
Probably. Damn. Why? Mooch up your room. Like, what do you mean?
Like, I'll get a weekend pass and I'll just sleep on the floor.
Oh, I see. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
We still I would like to go back to Anime North. I heard there's a bunch of hotels already sold out.
Not Hoof Connections.
I forgot. You're in the toy scene.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any connections in the video game scene.
I don't know to tell you. All right.
I think that's it. We keep stretching things forever.
Anime is for nerds, by the way.
Makes sense.
Thanks, big fan guy. Anime is for nerds. That's why you watch the three nerds in the basement.
All right.
But yeah, Blaven should be gone more often.
Whoa!
Whoa, shots fired! Whoa, wow. New generation duelist. We're gonna tell him... We gotta take a picture of that comment, and we gotta post that.
That's rough, man.
Yeah.
Why? Who would say that? That's just.
I mean, and that can't be me.
Yeah, it's new generation duelist.
I know. Your camera sucks, dude.
No, because I broke the lens on it.
You gotta. I'll take a picture.
Because the lens shattered.
I'll take a picture of it. All right, do it. All right,
and then fine. I'll go. I don't care.
You know what? I'll do one better. I will just print screen.
That can work.
All right.
Right. Whoa, what just happened there?
Oh, I just took the section that I wanted.
How'd you... What?
Anthony, buy a Mac. Thanks for watching.
Macs are weird.
See you guys next week.
Peace out.